Military warmongers in South Korea who are set to soon hold joint military exercises with the United States. VOA's Bill Gallo has more from Seoul.
North Korean state media showed pictures of Kim Jong-un personally supervising the Thursday test of what it called a new type tactical guided weapon. U.S. and South Korean officials say the projectile was a short-range ballistic missile. The official Korean Central News Agency said the test was meant to send a solemn warning to what it called the South Korean military warmongers. North Korea has repeatedly complained about South Korea's recent acquisition of U.S. F-35 fighter jets, as well as upcoming U.S.-South Korea joint military exercises. Pyongyang has warned it may not resume working-level talks with the United States if the drills take place. South Korea's National Security Council expressed strong concern about the launch, which it determined was a new type of short-range ballistic missile. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
The U.S. military says Iran has test-fired a medium-range missile. The anonymous official said Iran fired a Shabab-3 missile Wednesday that did not threaten shipping or U.S. military bases in the area. The test came as tensions in the region have heightened following recent attacks on tankers and drones. More than 1,000 people staged a sit-in at the Hong Kong airport on Friday. The demonstrators and airport staff warned visitors of recent demonstrations that have led to injuries and also criticized police response. The protests stem from a call to end a now-suspended bill to extradite Hong Kong residents to China for trial. This is VOA News. Newly appointed British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has reiterated his pledge to leave the European Union in October under any circumstance. His promise, raising the likelihood that Britain could